Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM.
It's a Wednesday edition of the OFM Business Hour. We're turning our attention to trade. The United States' recent imposition of tariffs on certain imports has sent ripples through global markets, and smaller economies in the Southern Africa region are not exempt. In fact, our neighbor Lesotho has been hit with the highest tariffs by the US among all the other countries in the world. But why? We're getting some reaction from a Free State friend, the founder and managing director of denim products company, Afri Expo. His name is Deboho Kobedi, as he shares his concerns for the sector. And then attorney Tefetso Kele from the Mountain Kingdom joins us to explain the structure and significance of the Southern African Customs Union, SACU, and what strategic interventions the bloc could consider to protect its member states from the knock-on effects of shifting U.S. trade policies. First, here's Honorable Kobedi.
Afri Expo Textiles employs around 2,000 people in Lesotho. How do you feel about the tariffs?
In actual fact, that is a terrible thing that could have happened in our industry. And remember, this is one industry among all other industries that employ massive or mass numbers. It's a mass employment sector. So, and Lesotho was heavily relying on it. And being Lesotho and playing in the same sector, and then seeing your own people facing the challenges that is coming ahead on, then it is frustrating, it is hectic, it's fascinating, you can call it anything. So this is what has been going on since we had this news.
Mm. I mean, how much of your product goes to the U.S.? Are you able to give us numbers?
In our company, we have got a small turnover on goods going to U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But it's affecting the sector in general.
Yes.
We only do $1 million annually, and it can be more, but being a local and trying to build the capacity in terms of financial capacity to be able to support the order book, $1 million we were coping, but we are doing 10% only for US market, and then the rest, 90%, we are doing local South African market.
Okay. And I remember when we met for the first time, it was last year at the Free State Investment Conference, and we were focusing on the African Continental Free Trade Agreement. Is that more important now than ever following this development?
Yeah, in other words, you can't say there's nothing which is 100% bad.
Mm.
For me, it's also a call to Africa as a continent. It's a moment that we have to look for what are we for, and then turn around and then look at the opportunities within Africa, trading amongst ourselves.
Mm.
So it's a wake-up call for me. And then it's the right time that we as Africans can look at what is it that we can do, how much imports that we are getting out of Africa, what is it that we have to do amongst ourselves to reduce that imports and then try to trade amongst ourselves. For instance, South Africa is one of the biggest markets, because when you talk of South African chain stores, you are talking of the regional market. You're not talking about South Africa per se as a country. You're talking about the regional market, because all the big chain stores, retail stores, they are South African based, And then why we don't come together, raise funding to support that same market? Because other international markets, other international producers were able, have got muscles. They've got their government supporting their industries to make sure that they take advantage of the market of the world. For instance, Chinese are the biggest consumers of their own products. Chinese are supported by their own countries, their states, to fight the markets out in the world. So it's only us in Africa where if you are a businessman, you are on your own. You know, how can you produce, how can you employ over 2,000 people and then be your own business? You know, the government is number one stakeholder, major stakeholder for that matter, because you are reducing that unemployment that is facing the country or the continent. So therefore, it should be a partnership, you know. So I think it's a wake-up call that what is it that we are doing in actual fact in terms of sustaining whatever that we are doing.
Thank you, Honorable Debo Okobedi. He founded Afri Expo Textiles, and he was speaking to us on the OFM Business Hour. Thank you so much. Travel safely. He's speaking to us live from Cape Town. What was the overall reaction from you, your colleagues, and those closest to you reacting to the tariff announcement coming from the US? Was it like shock?
Oh, yeah, we're all shocked by the tariff slaps. Everyone is just wondering how the future looks and whether this is something which can be corrected by government by virtue of diplomacy, or other people are actually worried that Lesotho is being forced into a corner. And you have those like me who believe that there needs to be dialogue around the issue, because it seems there is a huge misunderstanding.
But perhaps you could expand on how Lesotho then sets the tariffs. It's a part of the South African Customs Union. Tell us more.
So Lesotho is part of the oldest customs union in the world, SACU. SACU has a signature feature called the Common External Tariff, by which the five member states agree to apply tariffs to countries which are outside the union. And so this tells you that the tariff is set by the bloc, and it applies to all the five member states, of which Lesotho is one of. It would be impossible for Lesotho to apply a 99% tariff when it's part of that bloc, because it would then be turning away from the principle, from that CET principle, the central external tariff. On this basis, it's very wrong for the United States government to assume that Lesotho applies a 99% tariff.
What would you say then is the basis of their conclusion then? Could you describe the relationship between Lesotho and the US before this announcement? Was it in any way an indicator of what was to come?
I'll tell you what, Lesotho and the United States have always enjoyed warm, cordial relations marked by mutual respect and pursuit of mutual interest. Now, it therefore came as a shock a few weeks back when President Trump labeled Lesotho as a country which no one knows of. And I think that was the first indicator that there is some vested interest being taken in Lesotho.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, there's nothing which actually pointed to this 50% tariff slap. I do think, like I said, it's a matter of dialogue and clearing out some issues between the two countries.
I mean, I've seen a lot of international media outlets kind of say it boils down to diamonds and jeans. I know the BBC said that, but I guess that we can reserve that for another time. You have said that you feel SACU should have done more to clarify this to the issue to the US at the time.
Yeah, I actually think Lesotho is not the only country which has been slapped with this tariffs. I think almost all the member countries are slapped with this tariffs. Mm-hmm. So it therefore goes to say, how is the response? We know that right now Washington is being flooded with delegations from different countries. But what use is Lesotho's delegation going to be if it does not include SACU's top officials or any other officials? Or what use is South Africa's delegation to the US going to be without SACU? The case in point here is, when a country subscribes to this customs union like SACU, it surrenders part of its economic powers, part of its ability to enter into trade agreements. So in essence, should Lesotho or any of the SACU countries send out delegations without consulting SACU, I feel like it would be a grave mistake. It would actually threaten the prevalence or the sustainability of the organization, given that they would be pushed into a corner. And on the point of international media houses talking about diamonds, I feel like those are misleading reports, because Lesotho is not the only country with diamonds, and I believe Botswana produces more diamonds than Lesotho.
Yes.
I believe that's the same case with South Africa. So I doubt that's the case. That's the case.
So your suggestion that it's more feasible for SACU to engage the US as a bloc as opposed to just sending individual delegations. That's basically the sum of what you were suggesting.
Yeah, my suggestion, I have a two-pronged suggestion. Okay. Well, I feel like the first thing to be done is for the SACU leaders to meet and develop a joint position with which they will approach the United States. And then I think that in the case of Lesotho, there should be a US-Lesotho forum, which is based on international trade and investment well between the two countries, so as to avoid issues like this in the future.
May I ask, is the possibility that they haven't sat down together to discuss this imply that there are already existing divisions within SACU?
Well, I think right now countries are panicking.
Okay.
These are tumultuous times and the responses are not programmed. However, I do believe that our leaders can come together to confront the situation.
Thank you so much, Tefeto.
The Business Hour on OFM.